The island of Kopangan, nestled in the Gulf of Thailand, was a place of stunning beaches, vibrant nightlife, and the famous full moon party. With its gorgeous scenery and carefree atmosphere, it was the last location anyone would expect a heinous crime like murder to occur. But on a seemingly ordinary morning in August, the tranquility of this tropical paradise was shattered by a gruesome discovery. August 3rd began like any other day on Kopangan, with locals and tourists going about their routines. Some were sipping coffee, while others nursed brutal hangovers from the previous night's revelry. The weather was typical for the region, with the temperature hovering around a balmy 85 degrees Fahrenheit. In this idyllic setting, the island's 12,000 residents and countless visitors seemed to have not a care in the world. But as the day unfolded, it would reveal a dark secret that lurked beneath the surface of this paradise. It was around 12:30 p.m., local time, when a garbage collector embarked on his usual rounds at the local landfill. The daily task was monotonous, but this day would be anything but ordinary. As the garbage collector sifted through the refuse, something caught his eye, a nondescript fertilizer bag that exuded a putrid odor. Curiosity piqued, he reached for the bag and opened it, revealing a nightmarish sight that would haunt him for the rest of his days. Inside the bag were human remains, a ghastly mix of wet and rotten flesh. It was as if someone had callously discarded parts of a human body, leaving it to fester amid the island's refuse. The garbage collector's face turned ashen as he realized the gravity of his discovery. The bag contained a human pelvis, along with intestines, and it bore all the markings of a gruesome murder. Panic set in as he quickly reported his horrifying find to the local authorities, his hands trembling with a mix of fear and revulsion. Police officers arrived at the landfill, and upon inspecting the grotesque contents of the bag, they knew they were dealing with something far more sinister than a routine crime. The size of the body parts ruled out the possibility of them belonging to a local resident. It was a stark indication that a murder had occurred on their tranquil island. Little did they know that this gruesome discovery was just the beginning. In the days that followed, residents of Kopangan would stumble upon more sickening packages, each containing parts of a human body. The island, once known for its beauty and carefree spirit, had become the backdrop for a chilling crime. The question that haunted everyone was simple, yet profoundly disturbing. Who was the victim, and what kind of monster could commit such a heinous act in this tropical paradise? As the investigation into the macabre discovery on Kopangan Island gained momentum, authorities were faced with the daunting task of identifying the victim whose remains had been scattered across the island. Through meticulous forensic work and painstaking DNA analysis, they would soon piece together the life and tragic fate of the man whose body had been so callously dismembered. The victim's name was Edwin Arrieta Artigo, born in the town of Santa Cruz de Lisa in the Cordoba region of northern Colombia. Edwin was raised by two loving and accomplished parents. His father worked as a mechanic, specializing in the repair of radios and televisions, while his mother was a retired schoolteacher. Both parents were respected figures in their community, dedicated to educating and supporting those around them. Although Edwin's parents lived separately, his mother made frequent visits to spend time with him and his father. Tragically, this close-knit family was struck by a devastating loss when Edwin's mother passed away at the age of 44. Despite their grief, Edwin and his father persevered, each finding their own way forward in life. Edwin's dreams reached beyond the confines of his hometown. With a burning desire to move abroad and pursue a career as a surgeon, he worked tirelessly to acquire the necessary education and training. After years of hard work and dedication, Edwin achieved his goal and became a plastic surgeon. His expertise and commitment to his craft propelled him into the realm of international recognition. He joined the Colombian Society of Aesthetic and Reconstructive Plastic Surgery, an institution with global acclaim. Edwin's work garnered praise from colleagues and clients alike, and he developed a thriving practice in Monteria. With over 35,000 followers on his private and business Instagram profiles, Edwin was not only a respected professional, but also a figure of influence in the world of plastic surgery. His success and charisma made him a recognizable figure both locally and internationally. In December of 2022, Edwin's life took an unexpected turn through a chance encounter on social media. He began communicating with a Spanish man named Daniel Sancho, nearly two decades his junior. Daniel, a striking and charming young man with sun-bleached hair and a well-toned physique, captivated Edwin's attention. Their initial messages evolved into a friendship that soon blossomed into an intimate relationship filled with romance and passion. Over time, their connection deepened, and they began sharing not only their thoughts and emotions, but also explicit messages and photos. Edwin's relationship with Daniel grew increasingly serious. He purportedly showered Daniel with substantial sums of money, including providing him with a credit card for discretionary use and contributing over $10,000 to help Daniel establish his own restaurant. The depth of their connection and Edwin's unwavering support seemed to know no bounds. As their relationship progressed, Edwin harbored aspirations of building a life with Daniel beyond the borders of Colombia. He envisioned opening two clinics in Spain, one in Barcelona and another in Madrid, where the couple would reside. Thailand, with its breathtaking beauty and vibrant nightlife, provided the perfect backdrop for a romantic getaway. In the early days of August 2023, the two lovers embarked on their journey to Koh Phangan, an island synonymous with wild parties, pristine beaches, and the infamous full moon party. Little did Edwin know that this trip would become a nightmare that would ultimately claim his life. The beautiful island would soon become the setting for a chilling and perplexing crime, with Daniel Sancho at the center of it all. Koh Phangan, a tropical paradise in the Gulf of Thailand, was the setting for what would become a shocking and gruesome crime. With its gorgeous beaches, lush rainforests, and vibrant nightlife, the island had long been a magnet for tourists, seeking the perfect blend of relaxation and revelry. However, beneath its idyllic facade lurked a darkness that no one could have anticipated. The island, measuring a mere 57 square miles and with a population of around 12,000, seemed worlds away from the chaos of urban life. Its balmy temperatures and carefree atmosphere made it a haven for travelers, where worries dissipated like footprints in the sand. But this tranquility would soon be shattered. At the heart of Koh Phangan's allure was the monthly full moon party, a raucous celebration that drew tens of thousands of revelers from around the world. Every full moon night, the island's beaches transformed into a frenzied dance floor, bathed in the soft glow of moonlight. Electronic music reverberated through the streets, bars stayed open until dawn, and partygoers reveled in a carefree, hedonistic frenzy. The origins of the full moon party remain shrouded in mystery, dating back to the 1970s, when Koh Phangan was merely a stopover for travelers en route from Thailand to India. In those days, the island boasted little more than a village and was challenging to access due to its lack of paved roads. However, the moon's enchanting presence over the island drew visitors, and the tradition of the full moon party was born. Over the years, what had once been a serene and unspoiled destination had transformed into a hub of intense partying and heavy drinking. The aftermath of each full moon party was a nightmarish scene, strewn with empty bottles, wrappers, and even drugs. The burden of cleaning up this mess often fell upon the island's local residents, who faced the daunting task of restoring their beloved home to its former beauty. It was on the morning of August 3, 2023, a seemingly ordinary Thursday, that the peace of Koh Phangan was shattered. As the island's inhabitants began their day with leisurely cups of coffee or nursing brutal hangovers, a sinister discovery was made that would cast a dark shadow over their idyllic paradise. At approximately 12:30 p.m. local time, a garbage collector was going about his routine at the island's landfill when his routine took an alarming turn. Among the discarded refuse, he noticed a fertilizer bag that seemed out of place. Upon closer inspection, his heart sank as he realized the bag contained something far more horrifying than trash: human remains. The contents were chilling. human pelvis bones and intestines, wet and rotting. The bag appeared to have been used to dispose of a human body. Alarmed and horrified, the garbage collector immediately reported his gruesome discovery to the authorities. As word spread about this nightmarish find, police officers descended upon the landfill, their grim task clear. They soon realized that these dismembered body parts could not belong to a local resident. They were too large in size. What they had stumbled upon was nothing short of a murder mystery, and the race to uncover the truth had begun. The unsettling revelation at the landfill was just the beginning. Over the following hours, more and more packages containing human remains would surface across the island, each one adding another layer of horror to the unfolding tragedy. In total, 14 bags were discovered, each containing different body parts. The scattered locations and varying contents left investigators with a chilling question. Were these the remains of a single victim, or had multiple lives been violently extinguished on this once peaceful island? As the shock and horror reverberated throughout Coppingan, the local authorities knew that they were dealing with something far more sinister than the aftermath of a wild party. A murderer was in their midst, and the island paradise had become a crime scene. The search for answers had just begun, and it would take them down a dark and treacherous path, one that would eventually lead to the unmasking of a killer, the unraveling of a twisted love story, and the pursuit of justice for a life brutally taken. The island of Coppingan, known for its picturesque beaches and vibrant nightlife, had never seen a morning quite like this. As the sun's rays began to pierce through the palm trees, casting long shadows over the sand, the tranquility was shattered. The grim discovery that awaited the island's inhabitants would turn their paradise into a nightmare. It was August 3rd, 2023, a Thursday morning much like any other. Locals went about their routines, tending to their daily chores, and preparing for another day in paradise. But for one garbage collector, that morning would become etched in his memory as a day when innocence was lost. As the garbage collector went about his usual rounds at the local landfill, he noticed something out of the ordinary among the refuse. At first, it seemed like an ordinary bag, similar to the countless others he had collected over the years. But as he drew closer, a sense of unease crept over him. The bag he held in his gloved hands was different. It was a fertilizer bag, filled with something wet and rotten. The content seemed unlike anything he had encountered before, almost as if an animal had been discarded within. A sense of dread washed over him as he slowly unraveled the bag's secrets. The shock that followed would send shivers down his spine. In that grotesque bag lay a human pelvis, accompanied by twisted, coiled intestines. The discovery was chilling and incomprehensible. It was as if a macabre puzzle had been scattered across the island, waiting for someone to piece together the horror it concealed. The garbage collector wasted no time in reporting his gruesome find to the local authorities. As the news of the shocking discovery spread like wildfire across the island, law enforcement officers descended upon the landfill site. What they encountered was beyond their worst nightmares. The initial examination of the macabre contents left investigators baffled. It was evident that the dismembered body parts could not belong to a local resident. They were simply too large in size. The authorities swiftly realized they were facing a harrowing case of murder, one that sent shockwaves through the peaceful community. What followed was a harrowing and relentless search for clues that would unravel the mystery. The island's inhabitants, once carefree and joyful, were now gripped by fear and anxiety. The sense of security that had characterized their idyllic existence was shattered. Over the course of the day, more bags containing dismembered human remains began to surface across the island. The police, overwhelmed by the magnitude of the unfolding tragedy, grappled with a haunting question. Was this the work of a single murderer, or had multiple lives been snuffed out in a wave of gruesome violence? As forensic experts meticulously examined the remains, one grim fact became clear. The victim was a man named Edwin Arrieta Artigo. Born in Santa Cruz de Lisa, Colombia, Edwin had grown up in a loving and supportive family. His father, a skilled mechanic, and his mother, a retired school teacher, had instilled in him values of compassion and determination. Edwin's journey had taken him from the heart of Colombia to Monteria, where he pursued his dream of becoming a plastic surgeon. His dedication and skill earned him respect and admiration in the medical community. He became a member of the prestigious Colombian Society of Aesthetic and Reconstructive Plastic Surgery, an achievement that reflected his international recognition in the field. With a substantial following on his private and business Instagram profiles, Edwin was a respected figure in the world of plastic surgery. His clients lauded his expertise, and he used his platform to inspire others and share his knowledge. It seemed that Edwin's life was marked by success and the promise of a bright future. However, beneath the surface, Edwin harbored secrets of his own. In December of 2022, his life took an unexpected turn when he connected with a Spanish man named Daniel Sancho. Their initial interactions on Instagram soon blossomed into a deep and passionate connection. Daniel, born into a famous Spanish acting family, was known for his culinary pursuits rather than the glitz and glamour of the entertainment industry. His YouTube channel, where he shared cooking videos, had garnered modest attention, though his family's fame far outshone his own online presence. The relationship between Edwin and Daniel had flourished over months of messaging, progressing from friendship to an intimate and romantic connection. Despite their age difference, their bond grew stronger with each passing day. Edwin, with his financial resources and desire for adventure, had eagerly embarked on a journey to meet Daniel in person on the beautiful island of Copangan. On August 1, 2023, Edwin's plane touched down on the island, and he was welcomed by Daniel with open arms. Their rendezvous at the airport was filled with warmth and anticipation as they looked forward to a romantic and unforgettable holiday together. However, the idyllic island of Copangan would soon become the backdrop for a harrowing tale of violence and deception. The argument that erupted on that first night of their vacation would unleash a chain of events that defied belief. A story of love turned to obsession, secrets turned to violence, and a paradise turned into a nightmare. As the sun dipped below the horizon on that fateful evening of August 1st, 2023, Copangan's beaches came alive with vibrant hues of orange and pink. The island, known for its wild nightlife and full moon parties, pulsed with the energy of revelers seeking to escape their everyday lives. For Daniel Sancho and Edwin Arieta Artigo, the promise of an unforgettable vacation beckoned. The night air was thick with anticipation as they strolled along the shoreline. The distant thump of electronic music and laughter from the full moon party goers created an atmosphere of celebration. Yet, amidst the pulsating beats and joyful chatter, a darkness was taking root in their relationship. The couple had barely begun their holiday together when tensions began to simmer beneath the surface. What had started as a romantic escapade was quickly veering into treacherous territory. Daniel, the YouTuber chef and scion of famous actors, soon found himself entangled in a web of desire, manipulation, and violence. According to Daniel's chilling confession, the argument that would forever alter their lives had erupted that night. Edwin, filled with longing and desire, had become increasingly insistent, pressuring Daniel for physical affection and intimacy. What had begun as a dreamy vacation was fast becoming a nightmare of manipulation and obsession. As the night wore on, their heated argument escalated. In the confined space of their bungalow, the walls seemed to close in around them, suffocating them in an atmosphere of tension and despair. In a shocking turn of events, their altercation turned physical, with Daniel admitting that he had pushed Edwin into the bathroom. The sound of the collision was followed by an eerie silence. Daniel, overwhelmed by the consequences of their fight, stared at Edwin's unconscious form on the bathroom floor. Panic coursed through him as he grappled with the magnitude of what had transpired. Desperation clawed at Daniel, and in a horrifying moment of decision, he poured water over Edwin's prone body, hoping to rouse him from unconsciousness. But when Edwin failed to regain consciousness, Daniel's actions took an even darker turn. He reached for a knife. In a chilling confession to the authorities, Daniel admitted to stabbing Edwin twice in the chest before slitting his throat. The brutality of the act was horrifying, a stark contrast to the tropical paradise that enveloped them. It was a moment of madness, an eruption of violence that would forever haunt Daniel. With the lifeless body of Edwin before him, Daniel now faced an unthinkable dilemma. Panic and fear gripped him as he contemplated the consequences of his actions. It was in this harrowing moment that Daniel made a chilling decision. He would dismember Edwin's body, concealing the evidence of his crime across the island. Over the next 24 hours, Daniel methodically carried out this gruesome task. The serene beaches, dense jungles, and winding trails of Copangan bore witness to the darkest depths of human cruelty. Edwin's life was reduced to 14 separate pieces, each hidden in a different location, as if the island itself had become a macabre puzzle. One particularly haunting detail emerged from the investigation. It was revealed that Daniel had rented a kayak, using it to transport some of Edwin's remains out to sea. Receipts from the rental store confirmed the chilling transaction, indicating that Daniel had arrived agitated and tense, offering a substantial sum of money to expedite the process. In a grotesque twist of fate, Daniel had even spent the night in the same bungalow as Edwin's remains. The following morning, he calmly checked out, oblivious to the horrors that lay hidden within the room's pristine facade. As the investigation continued, the true extent of Daniel's actions began to emerge. Each discovery sent shockwaves through the community, as locals stumbled upon the gruesome remnants of a life violently extinguished. The island's peaceful existence had been shattered, and its residents were left grappling with the haunting question: how had paradise been transformed into a graveyard? The discovery of Edwin Arrieta Artigo's dismembered remains sent shockwaves through the tranquil island of Copangan. What had begun as a tropical paradise was now a crime scene, and the serene beaches and lush jungles had unwittingly become the backdrop for a gruesome murder. As the sun bathed the island in its warm embrace, tourists and locals alike were gripped by a sense of dread. The vibrant nightlife and carefree atmosphere of Copangan had given way to an unsettling tension. Everyone was talking about the gruesome findings, but no one could comprehend how such a heinous crime could occur in their beloved sanctuary. The local police, faced with the enormity of the case, sprang into action. With each new discovery of body parts scattered across the island, they grappled with a growing sense of horror. It became apparent that they were dealing with the murder of a tourist, someone who had come seeking adventure and relaxation, but had found only death and dismemberment. Forensic experts worked tirelessly to identify the victim, relying on DNA testing and painstaking analysis of the remains. It was a daunting task, given the sheer number of body parts discovered in different locations. Slowly but surely, they began to piece together the identity of the unfortunate soul who had met such a gruesome end. The victim was revealed to be Edwin Arrieta Artigo, a plastic surgeon from Colombia. His life story unfolded through painstaking detective work, revealing a man who had overcome adversity to achieve success and recognition in his field. Edwin had worked diligently to become a respected member of the Colombian Society of Aesthetic and Reconstructive Plastic Surgery, an internationally recognized institution. With over 35,000 followers on his social media profiles, Edwin was not only a professional but also a public figure. His clients, friends, and family in Colombia were stunned by the news of his brutal murder. To them, Edwin was a compassionate and skilled surgeon who had changed lives through his work. They couldn't comprehend the darkness that had claimed him on that remote island. As the investigation continued, the focus shifted to Daniel Sancho, the man who had invited Edwin to Copangan. Daniel, born into a family of famous actors, had chosen a different path. He had ventured into the culinary world and built a modest online following through his cooking videos. Despite his privileged upbringing, Daniel's online presence had not achieved the level of fame his family enjoyed. Yet, behind the facade of luxury travel, gourmet cuisine, and surf adventures, Daniel's life took a sinister turn. His relationship with Edwin, which had started as a passionate affair, had devolved into something far more sinister. Daniel's confession painted a chilling picture of a vacation that had turned into a battleground of desire, manipulation, and violence. According to Daniel, the argument that led to Edwin's murder had been fueled by Edwin's relentless pursuit of physical intimacy. The tension between them had escalated, and in a moment of madness, violence had erupted within the confines of their bungalow. But as the authorities dug deeper, discrepancies emerged in Daniel's account. Surveillance cameras revealed that Daniel had purchased knives, detergent, and cleaning supplies from a supermarket the morning before picking up Edwin from the airport. These ominous purchases contradicted Daniel's narrative of a spontaneous act. The evidence began to point to a different reality, one where the murder may have been premeditated. Witnesses also provided statements that painted a different picture of the couple's relationship, raising doubts about Daniel's claims of being a hostage. With each revelation, the case against Daniel Sancho grew stronger. Yet, the motive behind the murder remained shrouded in darkness. Was it a calculated act of jealousy, obsession, or something even more sinister? The arrest and confession of Daniel Sancho had thrust the tranquil island of Copenhagen into the international spotlight. What had begun as a carefree vacation for Edwin Arrieta Artigo had tragically ended in his brutal murder, leaving the world in shock and disbelief. As the investigation into the murder of Edwin Arrieta Artigo unfolded, the people of Copenhagen grappled with a profound sense of unease. The island's idyllic beaches and lush jungles, once known for their serenity, had become inextricably linked with the horrifying crime. Tourists who had flocked to Copenhagen for its vibrant nightlife and carefree atmosphere were now met with a palpable tension in the air. Local authorities, faced with the daunting task of solving a gruesome murder that had unfolded on their peaceful island, worked diligently to bring justice to the victim and his grieving family. The forensic experts painstakingly pieced together the evidence, relying on DNA testing, witness testimonies, and surveillance footage to construct a timeline of events leading up to Edwin's murder. The victim, Edwin Arrieta Artigo, was posthumously revealed as a highly accomplished plastic surgeon from Colombia. His life story, with its triumphs and challenges, became a central focus of the investigation. Edwin had risen from humble beginnings to become a respected member of the Colombian Society of Aesthetic and Reconstructive Plastic Surgery, an institution of international acclaim. His clients, friends, and family in Colombia were left in shock and mourning, struggling to comprehend the horrific fate that had befallen him. As the investigation intensified, the spotlight turned to Daniel Sancho, the man who had invited Edwin to Copenhagen. Born into a family of renowned actors, Daniel had carved out a different path for himself in the culinary world. Despite his privileged upbringing, his online presence and YouTube channel had not garnered the level of fame enjoyed by his family. However, beneath the veneer of luxury travel, gourmet cooking, and surfing adventures, Daniel's life took a sinister turn. His relationship with Edwin, which had started as a passionate affair, had descended into a dark and disturbing realm. Daniel's confession had portrayed a vacation that had turned into a battleground of desire, manipulation, and ultimately, violence. Daniel's account of the murder had initially suggested a crime of passion, an argument that had spiraled out of control, resulting in Edwin's tragic death. But as investigators delved deeper into the case, inconsistencies and unsettling details emerged. Surveillance footage revealed that Daniel had purchased knives, cleaning supplies, and detergent the morning before picking up Edwin from the airport, raising disturbing questions about premeditation. Witnesses provided statements that challenged Daniel's claims of being a hostage in the relationship. These revelations cast doubt on the narrative he had constructed, leaving authorities to ponder whether there was more to the story than met the eye. With each revelation, the case against Daniel Sancho grew stronger. Yet, the motive behind the murder remained shrouded in mystery. Was it driven by jealousy, obsession, or some darker hidden agenda? As the legal proceedings unfolded, the world watched with bated breath. Daniel Sancho, once a relatively unknown figure, found himself at the center of a high-profile trial that carried the weight of international scrutiny. Copenhagen, known for its serene beauty, now grappled with the horrifying reality that paradise had been tainted by a monstrous crime. Daniel's defense team faced mounting pressure as they sought to construct a narrative that could sway the outcome of the trial. With the evidence piling up against him, the stakes couldn't have been higher. The people of Copenhagen, Colombia, Spain, and beyond awaited justice for Edwin Arrieta Artigo. The trial's outcome remained uncertain, and the island's once carefree atmosphere had been forever changed by the darkness that had unfolded within its shores.